Welcome back to the To Meet podcast. So, in today's episode, we are talking all about the steps that you can take if you are a busy person or you are an entrepreneur when it comes to making time for yourself and self-care in a whole. So, I spend a lot of my time, a lot of my day helping people with their self-care and their mindset, especially those who are busy individuals. I do this because I am also a busy individual, but manage to really prioritize self-care within my schedule. And I've actually mastered this. So I'm going around teaching you all how to do the same and prioritize your well-being so that you can avoid burning out. So this is going to be your ultimate self-care guide. Right. So we're going to be looking at some mindset stuff and debunking some myths. We're also going to be looking at how you can start to build a sustainable self-care routine, which is something I talk about all the time, and also look at some of the steps that you can take to overcome some of the challenges that we face when it comes to self-care. So the first thing that we need to do is work on the mindset, because there's a lot of things that really happen when we think about self-care. And we may be familiar with knowing exactly what it is that we need to do to look after ourselves, but yet we're still not doing them. So the first thing that you really need to understand is that self-care is not just bubble baths and face masks. Self-care is not just pampering yourself. It is part of it, but it's not the only thing. So I really want you to understand that. And there are different forms and different ways that we can meet our self-care needs. So the main categories or dimensions of self-care are your physical, your mental, your emotional, your psychological, and then balance. So I've also created a self-care audit or check-in assessment that you can ultimately do on yourself. So you can carry out, and then it will help you to identify what your self-care needs are. So you're able to do like a check-in with yourself. It's actually called the check-in checklist. So you will check in with yourself and then identify the areas that are weak, areas that you need to focus on, and then come up with a brief plan for yourself. So the link for that is in the show notes. So that's the self-care check-in checklist, and it's also all over like socials. So I definitely say to get your hands on that, because it goes through all the different areas and all the things that you should be or could be doing to meet those needs. So like for example, your physical for physical self-care, it'll be things like prioritizing your sleep, making sure that you're moving your body often. Mental would be things like journaling, seeking professional help, talking to a therapist, taking breaks. Emotional would be things like, having time to cry, having time to laugh, doing things that bring you joy. Spiritual would be things like making sure that you're part of a spiritual community, praying, meditating, those kind of things. So I want you to take some time to actually just think about your own self and how your self-care is right now, and what areas you feel that you're weak in at the moment, or what areas of your self-care need a bit of attention. It might be all of them, it might be some of them, but just have a quick check-in with yourself. And then I'll definitely recommend that you go ahead and download the check-in checklist and do it for yourself. So another thing that we hear a lot, and I hear a lot from my clients, is people saying that self-care is selfish, and it actually is not selfish. It is everything that you need in order for you to be successful in your life, in order for you to show up as your best, and in order for you to be and have amazing well-being. So if you want to improve your focus, your productivity, and your well-being, then you're going to need to make sure that self-care is a priority in your life. That's the only way around it. Right? It's not going to be by doing more. It's not going to be by, doing something. We always feel that, we need to go harder. We need to hustle hard. Like I used to be in that space. Like I used to listen to all the Rick Ross songs, and it's like hustle hard, hustle hard. And I'm like, yeah. But when you haven't got any sleep, when you can't focus, when you're procrastinating, it's most likely because you're not taking care of yourself. So actually prioritizing sleep, getting into nature, journaling, clearing your mind, having time, quiet time, loving on yourself and pampering yourself are going to be things that are going to actually help you to pour from a full cup and not an empty one. Right? So the next thing is really getting clear on the things that are draining you and the things that you need to fill you up. So what are the things that are taking away from your cup, draining your cup, and what are the things that are going to fill your cup? So I want you to have a brief brainstorm right now and just think about, okay, what are my drainers and what are my fillers? So what are my drainers? And don't feel like ashamed. This is something I do with my clients. Don't feel ashamed if you feel like, oh my gosh, like I shouldn't be feeling bad that, you know, my children are draining me, or my job is draining me, or my business is draining me. These are things that just take a lot more of your kind of, I guess, say, assets. So it takes more of your time, it takes more of your energy. So if your energy is going into these places, now what are you going to do to fill up your cup to replenish your energy? So I remember when I used to work in New Look. I used to work in New Look in retail. So it's a retail store if you're listening from not the UK. If you're not from the UK, then New Look is an amazing store. It's still running, up and running. And it's like a high street store ultimately. And one thing that we used to have to do is we'll have our section. So maybe you'll be in jeans, or you'll be in casual or basics, or you'll be in the underwear section or the swimwear section. And your job as a sales assistant was to make sure that you are replenishing. So replenishment was part of your like your job description. And anytime the rails were getting empty of a particular piece of stock or product, we'd have to go to the stock room and go and get more stock and fill it back up. So that's exactly like what you need to be doing with yourself. So being aware of what things or what areas in your life are in high demand, and then thinking about, okay, how am I going to replenish this? How am I going to fill that back up? How am I going to fill back up that stock? That's something that we always had to do. You needed to make sure that there was stock there, because then obviously if it got empty, then obviously there's no sales. And for you, if your rail or your cup is empty, you're not going to be able to give or do anything for anybody else. Okay. All right, I know you know this, and I know you know this, right? And if you know this, what's probably getting in your way is mindset. That's it, really. And that's what I go through thoroughly with my clients, because I feel like knowing what to do for your self-care practice and actually doing them a lot of the times is the easy part, but it's the mindset and the belief and working through all these things, which will then make you more consistent. When you're actually able to like work through your mindset blocks, you're going to be more consistent in being able to show up for yourself and serve yourself with ease ultimately. So the next step, let's is focusing on your self-care routine. So let's really just have a look at that now, since people's favorite parts. Okay, so in order for you to have a sustainable self-care routine, before we start, we need to make sure that it is simple, that is also meeting your needs, and it fits within your lifestyle, and it also includes your desires. That's how we can stay consistent. That's how we can keep it flavorful and jazzy. So, firstly, we need to start off with what are your goals? We need to set some self-care goals. So, do you have specific goals around your self-care, and what are they? Again, we want to make sure that they're smart. If you don't know what SMART goals are, then it stands for making sure that your goals are specific. So they're specific. You're really clear in terms of what this goal is. It's not, I want to be happy. Okay. We want to think about what is going to maybe bring us more happiness, bring us more joy. So I want to start going to yoga. I want to start going on my daily walks. That's going to make me feel happy. Okay, great. Measurable. So, how are we going to keep track of this? How are we going to measure this? So, we can measure it by maybe going on 30-minute daily walks. Yeah. So, every day or every weekday, we go on 30-minute walks minimum, right? And is this going to be something that's achievable? So you would ask yourself, can I actually achieve this with my current schedule, with my current lifestyle? Does it fit smoothly into my schedule? Or can I, commit to this in another way? But is this achievable? If it is, then great. Is it relevant? Yes, because I'm going to be happy, right? And then time bound. So, like, how long are you going to be doing it for? So, again, we said 30 minutes. So, that's a way that we can measure that time. Or we're going to say we're going to be doing this for 3 months. And then we can check back in with ourselves. Okay. So, in order for you to really even know what you want and what you need when it comes to your self-care routine, is you want to set some goals and you also want to really identify your needs. So that's when I would say make sure you go ahead and do the check-in checklist. It goes through, it's got questions and everything that you can ask yourself to just ensure that the goals are aligning with your needs as well. Okay, but again, they don't always have to align because you want to also include things that you desire. So it might be that you want to start up a new hobby, like maybe baking or doing tennis, or joining a Pilates class. Yeah, so we want to mix what we need with what we desire. So again, it might be that you need more rest. So you're going to then be prioritizing sleep and having a bedtime, etc., and a wind down routine. So the next thing is time. So, how you're actually managing your time. So, I talk about time and energy management together because they do go hand in hand. So, you always want to think about your capacity because you can have the time, but you might not. You can have the time, but you might not have the energy. So, think about your capacity. But what will help you really is to prioritize. So, you're really just prioritizing your goals here, your self-care goals. And we want to now start blocking. Using time blocks to block in that sacred time for yourself. So I want you to start time blocking. So if you've got something to do, block it in, schedule it in, and use that time to do what it do. So even if it's 15 minutes, you scheduled 15 minutes in to go and do your walk, 15 minutes to jet 5 minutes to journal, what have you. And it can be really helpful to like batch tasks together to do similar things together. So for example, you might if you're like writing, you might kind of write down your affirmations and then do some journaling prompts together, or meal prepping, etc., etc. And also don't be afraid to like stack your habits. So like or combining your habits ultimately. So for example, if it's that you wanted to go on a walk, you could go on a walk and listen to an audiobook. You can go on a walk and be mindful. You can go on a walk and meditate. Yeah. So don't be afraid to do that as well if you're like really crunched for time. And one of my favorite time management tips is boundaries. So starting to say no and saying no kindly and compassionately is going to be the way forward. And if you're really, really busy, I think the next thing that I would really encourage is for you to start small. So start with like simple, easy self-care practices that are going to be effective, like doing short meditations. There's 5 minute meditations, 3 minute meditations. Start doing those. Doing, mindful movements, so stretching, things like that, which is going to give you some self-care throughout the day. And then I always say gratitude journaling is the best. It's the best form of journaling that you can do. And especially if you want to get consistent or you want to have something that you can do every day, you can always be grateful. So gratitude journaling is definitely what I would recommend. So once you've identified, your needs and your desires, I want you to start actually scheduling these things into your lifestyle. And this is what's going to end up becoming your personalized self-care routine. This is what's going to become your self-care routine. So take those small steps, start scheduling in these activities, and then start showing up for them. That's all you need to do. However, there are some things that do get in the way of you taking care of yourself. And one of the biggest ones that I get all the time when I'm working with my clients is guilt. And I've done a whole episode, so definitely go and listen to that. But I've done a whole episode on combating guilt, because that is one of the main things that get in the way of people being able to prioritize their self-care. So you are most likely going to feel guilty at first because it's something new that you're doing, right? But you have to tell yourself and show yourself what you're doing is beneficial and what you're doing is right. If you don't give yourself a chance, you are going to continue to feel guilty. You are going to then stay in that cycle. You're not going to show up for yourself. Then you're going to feel bad. You're going to feel tired. You're going to be burnt out. And the cycle goes again and again and again and again and again. So really, it's about you making a decision. You making a decision that self-care is going to be your priority, and that's what you're prioritizing. And the more and more you show up for yourself, the less guilty you will feel. But also, there's some mindset work here. So why do you feel guilty for taking time for yourself? You know, these are the questions that you have to say for yourself, because people need you. But if people need you, they're not going to get the best of you if you're tired and you're burnt out, right? So there are some mantras that I have, but go ahead and listen to that episode because it is so good. We focus all on that. And then staying motivated and consistent. This is the one with your self-care routine. So if you're listening, yeah, I know you've been there. The best way to stay consistent is by keeping it simple, keeping your routine simple. Switching up your routine every now and again. So, taking time to explore and experiment with new things. So, adding maybe every month a new thing to your self-care routine. So, that can really spice it up. But then, obviously, you're going to have your baseline, your standard self-care practices, and routine that you're going to be following. And to stay consistent would be by tracking. So, I've got a tracker, self-care tracker, that I'll leave the link to in the show notes, so you can just download that instantly. But you can track your self-care, so you're going to track your self-care activities and then also reward yourself, celebrate yourselves for your efforts, for your wins. And then the next thing that I'll definitely say when it comes to like motivating yourself, obviously you can get support from having like an accountability partner and a coach. So if you want to join an accountability group, we've got the self-care squad, which is an accountability group. We have self-care challenges every single month, and then we have a call, an accountability call every single month as well, that we can jump on, and that's all for free. So get inside the self-care squad. It's on Facebook, and again, go to the show notes to sign up and join us. I'd love to have you. But yeah, so stay motivated by actually having accountability and having a coach. That's going to be really helpful. But also setting reminders and blocking these things out into your calendar. You're going to get reminders. It's going to keep you going. And what else? I felt like I had something else actually, so I can't remember. If it pops back in my head, I'll come back to it. But ultimately, those are the keys. Keep it simple. Explore and experiment. Have accountability, track yourself. I think those are my main tips ultimately when it comes to motivating yourself and staying consistent with your self-care practice. So that is everything. We covered quite a lot in this episode, and I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. Something that I wanted to start doing was answering you guys' questions. So I get questions. I kind of put out a like a form every quarter, and a few of you guys answer the questions that I have on there, and also leave me with some questions, and also you guys leave me with questions on stories. So typically I would answer them straight away, and some of them I don't get to, so I'll use this space to do that, because if I feel like many people will be able to like learn from this, I like to have it somewhere where it's going to actually stay for a long time, whereas stories it's only 24 hours, we know that. So I had a question come in, where somebody mentioned that they're finding it hard to find the time to actually practice self-care. I take on many roles, and most of the time it leaves me tired, drained, overwhelmed, constantly ticking boxes. My brain constantly feels like it has 100+ tabs open. And I feel guilty for taking breaks or practicing time alone. I feel like my work is nonstop. So when I do take a break, it is mainly to sleep, eat, wind down, which is sometimes a struggle. So I need to learn discipline. Please help. So, what I would say would be some of the tips that we mentioned before. So ultimately, it's really about getting really clear on, what self-care is for you and how it will honestly change the game in terms of how you're showing up. Because I can only imagine right now you are showing up, as you mentioned, drained, tired, overwhelmed, and probably not present because you've got so much stuff in your mind. A standard routine that I would definitely recommend for you is definitely making sure that you have relaxation scheduled into your routine and your weeks and your days. So, like every day, making sure that you're doing something relaxing or some sort of self-care each day. And it sounds like you're really, really busy. So, having moments, mindful moments, would be your best friend right now. And then again, we spoke about the guilt. So the guilt for taking breaks, and practicing alone time. So it's again remembering that you don't want to be pouring from an empty cup, and it does you no justice. Okay, like I know exactly how it feels to be like in those burnout cycles, and you're not productive, you're not at your best. So why not fill your cup up before you pour out into the world? Then the next is, I feel like my work is nonstop. So if your work is nonstop, then you need to be intentional about taking breaks. You have to take the initiative and take the responsibility and take the control and schedule in your breaks. Start small and work your way up, because I don't want you to just be going to sleep like, you're conked out because you're drained and not because you're getting quality sleep. So plan your meals, have a bedtime, and wind down before bed so that you can get good quality sleep so you have the energy to go and do all the things that you need to do. But this is where I would probably say for you, when you're saying about discipline, I would say it's all about just being very clear on your needs and your desires, scheduling that in, and then having really, really healthy boundaries around your time and your energy. That's going to be the key. So that's my answer. I hope it helped many of you. If you need any further support when it comes down to your self-care practice and your mindset, then go to the link in the bio. You can sign up and book in a call, one-to-one call with me, so we can have a one-off session and you get a week support after that. If you want to just do the whole shebang and you really want to go in on yourself and really master the art of self-care and your mindset, go through and work on your boundaries, time and energy management, learn to look after your well-being, really master the art of self-awareness and self-compassion, then you're going to want to be inside my program, which is the Being Good to Me program. So we work together for 3 months. If you want more information and you want to sign up right now, we're going to be starting in April. So you can get in early and get the early bird price. So all you got to do is just apply, and the link is in the bio. And I will see you or speak to you in the next one. Take care.